emergency scams, sometimes called grandparent scams, take advantage of a person's concern for their family and friends. You get an urgent call, voicemail, or text message from someone claiming to be a loved one. They say they need money right away to get out of trouble, and they might provide convincing details like names of people you know. In the grandparent version of this scam, fraudsters target older adults and impersonate their grandchildren over the phone to ask for money. Emergency scams have been around for a long time, but more recent versions of the scam use messages that are generated by AI or made to sound like your loved one using voice cloning techniques, making it difficult to tell if they are really from someone you know. If you're not sure about a phone call or message, remember it's okay to stop and double check, even if the person says it's urgent. Here is what to do if you get an urgent call or message claiming to be from a loved one. First, stop and think before you react. If you're scared or taken off guard, you may be less likely to notice that something isn't right. Pause before acting and try to remain calm. Ask questions only the real person would know. If you need to collect your thoughts, there's nothing wrong with hanging up and telling the person you will call them right back. Then double-check the source. Call the person directly or ask someone you trust to call them to double-check if they were really the one who contacted you. And when in doubt, don't send money. Trust your gut and don't send money if you have any doubts about the situation, even if the person who contacted you says it's urgent. Scammers will ask you to send money in ways that make it hard to get your money back. So if someone asks you to send money through a payment app, prepaid gift card, cryptocurrency, or wire transfer, that's a red flag. Finally, protect your information online. Scammers check your social media profiles to get personal details that they use to convince you their message is real. Be cautious about the information you put online and consider setting your social media profiles to private. Encourage your friends and family to do the same. For more scam prevention tips, visit bbb.org/scamtips.